Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olei HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hodor edition on Daf Samech Hei Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the words Amar Rab Abba. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Before we begin today's Shir, let us give a background and review the Mishnah, and what we learned in the Gemara from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Mishnah told us that there is a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If a person has in front of him minim harbe, he has many different kinds of foods. Let us give an example. He has in front of him an apple and a grape. The grape is mimin shiva. It's one of the seven food items that we are Meshabeach Eretz Yisrael with. And he also has an apple he likes better than the grape. Which one does he make the bracha on? Does he make the bracha on the grape, which is Mimin Shiva? Does he make the bracha on the apple, which is more Chaviv? And this is a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Miyesh B'nei Mimin Shiva all of whom avar. He always makes the bracha on the grape, and that is Moitzi the apple. They both have the same bracha of Bar Priyo Eitz, so he'll make the bracha on the grape, and that is good for the apple as well. And the Chachamim say the fruit that he has to pick up is not the grape, but he has to pick up the apple. He makes it al eza mehen she yirtze, which the Meforshim explain means that he has to make on chaviv. If he likes an apple better than a grape, he makes the bracha on the apple. On this machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi told us, when do we have this machlokes in the Mishnah? That is only if he wanted to eat a suda of pas after eating the apple and the grape. The apple and the grape were eaten so that he would have more appetite for the suda of pas. And after the suda of pas, he's going to bench. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi's shita is that once you bench, that frees you retroactively from the bracha mein shalosh that you would have to make on the grape. So you're not making a bracha achroina on the apple or the grape. And then the question comes, what is the bracha rishoina of Bar Priyates? Which one do you make it on? So there we have the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says, always mimin shiva. The Chacham say, chaviv. However, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, if you're not planning to make a suda on pas following the apple and the grape, so then it comes out that you are forced to make a bracha mein shalosh on eating one of the shivas haminim on the grape. And since, as the Pnei Moshe explains, you're going to be making the bracha mein shalosh on the grape, it's not proper that you should make the bracha rishoina on the apple. So that forces you not only to make the bracha achroina on the grape, but to make the bracha rishoina on the grape as well, and we might see the apple. In other words, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi says, in that situation, then everyone will agree. Kol alma moidi shem yesh beinem imin shiva, all of whom avar. Then everyone agrees that you will make the bracha. Even the chachamim will agree you make the bracha on the min shiva. That's where we're up to in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. And on this, Rav Abba, we're going to see, disagrees. Begins the Gemara, again, seven lines from the bottom. The second word on the line, Amar Rav Abba. Rav Abba's opinion is, Tzarech Levarech Besoif, that which Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi was Mechalik, between eating an apple and a grape before making a suda on pas and benching, or eating an apple and a grape and not followed by a suda where you bench. That distinction, says Rav Abba, no. Tzarech levarech besoif, as the Pnei Moshe says in the second wide line, loyla. You always have to make a bracha at the end of eating a grape, even before a su'uda of bread, even though you're going to bench after the su'uda. But since you ate before the su'uda, the grape, and even if your intention was to give you more appetite to eat the su'uda of pas, but you cannot be yoitze with the benching that follows the su'uda, because this grape was eaten before the suda. So according to Rav Abba, you always have to make a bracha at the end of eating the grape, and Now Rav Yossi will explain to us the depths of the machloikis between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rav Abba. Amar Rav Yossi, Hador de Rabba, he calls Rav Abba Rav Ba. Rav Ba is a contraction, a short form for the name Rav Abba, but it's the same thing. Hador de Rabba, pligal de Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's arguing on what we just learned before in the Gemara, which we quoted at the beginning of this year from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. To Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Ma pligin Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, and when is there a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in our Mishnah? B'shehoy b'dat lechel pas. That's only if he wanted to eat pas afterwards. So then he's going to have to bench. His benching will free him retroactively from making a bracha achrayin of a main shalish on the grape in the mashal that we gave. So therefore, it's just a shiloh. Which one do you make the bracha rishoyin on, the grape or on the apple? There we have the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rechacham. The Yehuda holds the mimin shiva, the grape, and the Rabbanan hold the chaviv, the apple. Avol continues Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Imein bedat lechel pas. But if he's not going to eat bread, so therefore, he's not going to bench. If he's not going to bench, there's nothing to free him from the bracha main shalosh. So then, kol alma moidi, everyone agrees, shem yesh benemim min shiva, all of whom avarch, even the chacham who always make the bracha rishon on chaviv, will agree here that you make it on the grape, because the grape is min shiva, and you're not going to have benching to free you from the bracha achrayna. So the bracha achrayna, you're going to have to say on the grape of me'ein shalosh. So once you have to make the bracha achrayna on the grape, so huadin, it's not right to make the bracha rishayna on the apple and the bracha achrayna on the grape. Therefore, you should make the bracha rishayna on the min shiva, on the grape, and even the chachamim agree. So that's what we learned from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And now Rabbi Yossi concludes, umar rabah, which is another way of saying v'omar Rav Abba. Mar is a short form for the word Omar, and Bo is a short form for the name Rav Abba. V'mar Rabba, or v'omar Rav Abba, v'tzorech levorech b'soif. You always have to make a bracha chorena me'en shalosh, even if it's followed by a suda and benching. The benching cannot free you from the bracha me'en shalosh. And yet the Chachamim hold that Chaviv is Adiv, so it comes out according to Rav Bo. It makes no difference whether it's followed by a Suda or not followed by a Suda, whether you bench at the end of the Suda or you don't bench at the end of the Suda, it makes no difference. Chaviv is always more important than Min Shiva. So we see clearly that Rav Bo is arguing, and actually it comes out that we have several machloiks in here, besides the machloiks in the Mishnah, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Do you go after Shiva, which Rabbi Yehuda holds? Or do you go after Chaviv, which the Rabbanan hold? We have two other machlokes in here. One machlokes will be when you eat something mimin Shiva before a Suda of Pas. Do you have to make a bracha achrayna me'ein shalosh on one of the Shivas Aminim before the Suda? Or do we say that the Birchas HaMazon will pater it? Rabbi Shua ben Levi says it paters it, and Rav Bo says that it does not pater it. You always have to make a bracha me'ein shalosh. That's one machlokes. A second machlokes comes out from our sugya and will be nageya in the sugya that we're going to learn on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. When you're not eating a Sudas Pas, do we say, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that in such a situation where you're going to have to make a bracha achrayna me'ein shalosh on the grape, kuli alma is moide, even the chachamim, that the bracha rishayna will be on the grape, because the bracha achrayna is going to be on the grape? Or do I say that even in a case when there is no Suda of Pas following, so there is no benching, there'll still be a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, because that's the Shita of Rabba. Because Rabba's Shita is that you always have to make a bracha achorinim ein shalosh, even if you bench. And yet the Chachamim hold Chaviv is Adif. So it would come out that if you're not eating a Suda of Pas, and you don't have benching to free you from the main shalosh, afal pikein, even though you're making the bracha main shalosh on the grape, that's the bracha achrayna. But according to Rav Bo, The Rabbanon will hold, at least, that the bracha Rishonah should be made on the apple, which is Chaviv. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. But in others, according to Rabbanon, there's always a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Whether you have a Sudas Pas and you bench afterwards, or you don't have a Sudas Pas and you don't bench afterwards, makes no nafka minna. Always, we have a machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you go after Shiva. According to Rabbanon, you go after Chaviv. And now we will continue the sukkah on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Begins the Gemara, Loi Birich, Nasa Tfela. There are many pshatim here. The Charedim, if you look at the top line, says Taimi de Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that this is actually explaining Rabbi Shua ben Levi. If you look in the Pnei Moshe around 8-9 lines down, it says Taimi Lemilsa de Rab Abba, that this is explaining Rab Abba. We will go with the beer of Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, who learns like the Pnei Moshe that this Gemara right now is explaining the reason of Rav Abba, and the Lashon of Reb Chaim Kanievsky is as follows: V'ka'omar the Taima de Rabba She'im Atoimer She'enam Mevorich B'Soif Elat Fe'lohu Lepas. Upas poitrosoi im kain ain't sorach levar klal af betchila. This is the pshat in the Gemara, according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Let's see the words inside in the Gemara. Loi birach says Rabbi Yossi, I'll tell you pshat, I'll tell you the reason of Rav Bo, why he holds that you always have to make a bracha lebesoif of main sholish on the grape, and you don't potter it with the benching, because if loy birach, if you're going to say you don't make a bracha main sholish on the grape because you potter it with the benching. So what's the lumdis? How do you understand it? Why? Nasa tfeila. Because the grape is becoming bottle to the meal of bread that follows it, and the meal of the benching can go on the grape. So if so, then don't make a bracha rishonah either. And we know you do make a bracha rishonah. So just like you make a bracha rishonah, so then you have to make a bracha achronah also. This is the reason of Rabba, and now Rabbi Yossi is going to quote the Mishnah, which states that you always make a bracha on an ikar and not a tafel. D'taninen tamon, because we learned over there in the Mishnah, this is going to be further in Halacha Zayin, taninen tamon, kol shehu ikar ve'imoy tfeila, anything that's an ikar, the main thing of what you're eating, and with it is something that is not as important, mevorach ala ikar poiters tfeila. So you make a bracha on the ikar and you pater the tafel. So that's, as Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains, that is how Rabbi Yossi is understanding the logic of Rabba. Rabba says you always make a bracha main sholish, even if you're going to eat a Sudas Pas afterwards and bench, because if you're going to say you don't make a bracha achroina, that means it's tafel to the bread. If it's tafel to the bread, then don't make a bracha rishonah either. However, what's Taka Tzvar of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who disagrees? Why isn't Rav Boz Taina a good Taina? Don't even make a bracha Rishonah either. And if you do make a bracha Rishonah, it's a rye, you have to make a bracha Achronah. Says Rav Yeshua ben Levi, no. The reason you don't make a bracha Achronah when you're going to eat a Sudan bench is because, like you said, the grape becomes bottled to the Suda of Pas, and therefore you don't make a bracha on the Tafel. Your kashi, if so, don't make a bracha rishonah either? No, because a bracha rishonah, you can never not make a bracha. You can never be toyim something without a bracha. So I can't say, I won't make a bracha now, because the grape that I'm going to eat now is bottled to the bread that I'm going to eat, and therefore retroactively I don't have to make a bracha. There's no such thing by a bracha rishonah as retroactively I don't have to make a bracha, because aser litam kaidem sheivarch, as the Gemara tells in brachas, the flamed hey, you can't eat something unless you thank Hashem. You're moyel. You have to make a bracha rishonah. Nothing can free you from a bracha rishonah. And as the Mara Fulda says later on this Amid in the right hand column, Divri Amaschal Vavden Kedain, says the Mara Fulda, Af agav shadayin ein apas lefonov. V'lekach lo yuchal lismach olav bebracha rishayna. Mikol mokaim yuchal lismach olav apas bebracha achrayna. Legabe bracha achrayna einichanam, you could say that it's bottle, it's tuffle to the bread, and retroactively I don't have to make a bracha achrayna. Aber on the bracha rishayna, I don't even, the Marafulda says, I don't even have the bread in front of me. I'm going to eat a suda. Right now I just have the grape. And also litoim, you cannot be toim anything in this world unless you make a bracha. And therefore, it's not going to help you that later you're going to make a bracha moitzi, but that doesn't pat you on the grape that you're eating now. So this is the machloikis here between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And as we're going to see from the sugya that's coming on, we are going with the shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha lemaisa, that a bracha rishoina you have to make, and a bracha achroina, when you're going to eat a suit of pas, your yaitza with bench, you don't have to make the bracha achroina. The next Gemara will discuss a food which we will also apply that which we learned in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that there's a chilek whether you're going to have a suda of pas and bench afterwards or not. That same chilek will be nageya to this next Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hadah Grismasa, there was a certain salad. This salad was served as a dessert or as an appetizer. Here in the Gemara, we're speaking about where it was served as a appetizer. And it consisted of turmis beans and walnuts and dates. Now, dates is mimin shiva. Walnuts shares the bracha bar preates with the dates. And the beans are an adama. The turmis tells us, the bavli in brachas taflamet ches amet beis, that Shalku, I say Zayin Pum, they used to have to cook it 7 times until it became sweet and edible to eat. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Ami, that Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rav Ami, Mevorach al Turmusa. You make the bracha on the Turmusa of Adama, and that frees you from the other items. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rav Levi, al shame, al tigzol dal ki dalhu. The simple pshat in the pasuk is, don't take advantage of a poor person. He's defenseless, he's poor, he has no clout. You're going to take advantage of him. Don't steal from the dal. Says the Charedim, what is this pasuk negeya to our sugya? Al shame. The pasuk that relates to the fact that you make the bracha on the turmasa, adama, says the Charedim, around 5 lines before it becomes wide, al shem, al tigzol dal ki dalhu, deloy tema, kiven the turmas min bozui. The turmas being itself is not a chashuv meichel. She'ein oil al shulchan melachim. As the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Testament Aleph tells us that a turmas is not served at a royal banquet. And that's why there wouldn't be any Isser of Bishul Akum, because one of the Tanoim of Bishul Akum is that it's Oil al Shulchan Malachim. So this is such a buzz we Michael that you would never bring it at a banquet. So I would think that Lo Yikre Iker Ke Egoiz, if you have an Egoiz, that's one of the Minim, that's a Chosh of a thing, the walnut, and on that it is called an ikker, and you'd make the bracha on an egois. But on a turmis, which is not a chashiv meichel, I would say it would not be called an ikker. So on that, that's what the Gemara says over here. Amar Rav Levi, al shem al tigzol dal ki dalhu. Why do you still give the bracha to the turmis? Because it is an ikker, even though it's considered a min bozi, as the Pnei Moshe tells us. 3 lines after the middle wide lines begin, Divrei Maskal al Tigzol dal Kloimer. Afal Pishiyesh bar Minim Acherim Chashuvim Yosim Yaturmas. Even though, as we said, it has the walnuts and the dates, and they are more chashuv than the turmas. Afal Bihachi Mevorach al Turmas Shehu HaIkur VaBracha Ruya Allah VeEin LeGoizlo MiAbracha. Don't steal from this poor inferior food and give the bracha to the other items, because this is the main part of the salad. Says the Gemara, and this is why we bring this halacha here into our sugya, Ad kidain b'sheish b'day to lechol pas. When do we say this halacha that you make the bracha on the and not on the walnuts and the dates? That's only if he has in mind to eat a suda of pas afterwards. So then, explains the Pnei Moshe, Divrei Maaskal al kidain b'sheish b'day lechol pas she'oichel hagirz masa lufnei asuda b'day to lechol pas achikin va'oz einoy mevorach ole abrocha achroina. So as Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, in that instance, you do not make a bracha achroina main sholish on the dates. B'ha hu d'amrin mevorach al turmas va'avu b'sheish b'minim mimin shiva. In other words, this goes like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that if you're going to have a suda of pas, so then the benching frees you from the bracha achroina. If the benching frees you from the bracha achroina, we go like the chachamim of our Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you always make it on Min Shiva. No, we go like the Chavim, you do it on the Chaviv, on what you like better. And here says the Pnei Moshe Svara, since this is called like a turmis salad, the main, the ikker food is the turmis, and all the other ingredients like the walnuts and the dates are just to mix it together with the turmis, but the turmis is the main part of the salad, so that is considered the chaviv. And the Rabbanan hold, when you have a question of chaviv or min shiva, you go with chaviv, providing, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, that you're not making a bracha achroina on me'ein sholish. You're not making a bracha on the dates. Why? Because you're going to eat and you're going to bench. Back to the Gemara. Ad kedoyim b'sheish b'dat lechol pas loy hoyu b'dat lechol pas. But if he didn't have in mind to eat a suda, he's not going to bench. So that means that he has to make a bracha main sholish on the dates loy b'da. Then this psak doesn't apply that you make the bracha on the turmusa adarabba. You're going to make the bracha on the dates because since, as we explained before from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, since you're going to make a bracha achroina of main sholish on the dates, it's not proper to make the bracha rishoina on the turmas. So then the din will change, and you'll make the bracha achroina on the dates, you'll make the bracha rishoina on the dates as well, and even the chacham will be maskim to this. So this follows exactly the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the chachamim, that there's a chilik whether there's going to be a suda of pas afterwards or not. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Gamaliel Zuga. Zuga is a scissors. And Haredim explains here that he was a chacham who was nenam yegiyoi. He was a barber, like we find in the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. He was a shoemaker. So we find Chazal who were gainfully employed. So Rabbi Gamliel Zuga Solak, he went up to visit Gabi Ilin the base Rabbi Yanai, those who were learning in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, and Chamsa, and he saw that Nazbinze, so they were taking an olive umavorch lefon of ula achrov, and they made a bracha rishoina and a bracha achroina. Says the Pnei Moshe, Divrei Maaskal Chamsoin, which is around six lines before it becomes very wide, says the Pnei Moshe, Ro oisam loichem hazayis, umavorchem lefon of ulachra, va'af imhoya datan lechol pasacharkein. Even when they used to do the suda, they used to make a bracha on the olive before and after. In other words, they were going like Rav Bo. Rav Abba said, you have to make a bracha always on min shiva. You have to say a me'ein sholish bracha achroina, even if you're going to eat bread. And we don't say that the benching patters you. On that, Rabbi Gamliel Zuga had a question. Amar loin, let's go back to the Gemara, va'avdin kedain, is that what you're supposed to do? And the way the Haredim learns the next few lines in the Gemara, it's all part of Rabbi Gamliel Zuga's question. His question is, How could that be? Rab Zeira shalach shal Rab Shmuel Bar Nachman. Rab Zeira sent a shaila to Rab Shmuel Bar Nachman. This very question: if a person eats, for example, a grape or an olive, it's min shiva, and he's going to eat a sud of pas, and he's going to bench, does he have to make a bracha achroina me'ein sholish on one of the shiva saminim? That was his shaila. And what did Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman answer him? He answered him that this is what Rav Kahana said. Rav Kahana b'shem Rav Avina said, Kol ama moidei shim yesh b'neim min shiva olavu mevarch. On our Mishnah, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only where you eat a pasuda after the chaviv and the shivas haminim. You bench. You're not going to make a bracha achroina on the grapes and the apple. Then we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Do you go after the chaviv or do you go after the shivas haminim? But if you don't have a suda and you don't bench, then everybody will be moida that if there is beinem min shiva and you have to make a bracha achroina on that min shiva, so then since you're making the bracha achroina on, let's say, the grape, you're not going to make the bracha rishoina on the apple, as we learned in the Gemara before. So from these words of Rav Avina, that makes the distinction, the same distinction as Rabbi Shua ben Levi made, that there's a difference whether you can make a suda afterwards or not. So we see clearly that if you make a suda afterwards, there is no bracha achroina. And that's where the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is. So you see what you're doing is wrong. That's all part of Rabbi Gamliel's question that we see from the Shiloh of Zeira asked Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. And Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman gave him a tshuva that Rav Kahana made the same distinction as Rav Shua ben Levi made in the Gemara on our Mishnah. So we see clearly from them that if you eat a suda, you don't make a bracha achroina on one of the shivas haminim. And when Rav Zeira, this is all part of the Gemara bringing a proof that you don't make a bracha, that when Rabbi Zeira, who had asked this question to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, heard the psak that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Rav Kahana, in the name of Rabbi Avina, Amar Rabbi Zeira v'yeyus. It's emes. What he's saying is correct, and I have a story to show it. Min mand anan chamyin. We saw the Rabbonin. Salkun Resh Yarcha. They went up on Rosh Chodesh, Va'achlan Anov. They used to eat grapes. V'loy Mevarchim B'Soifa. They didn't make a brach at the end. So first of all, what suit are they speaking about here? So the Charedim, in Divri Amashchel, Salkun Resh Yarcha, which approximately 8-9 lines from the bottom on the right-hand side, he brings down, B'Per Kam the Megillin, the Yerushalmi and Megillah Amrinin, Seudas Rosh Chodesh, V'Seudas Purim, Pirish, Shehoyu Oysen Suda, K'shoyu Nechnasen La'aber HaChodesh. So the Yerushalmi there says, what kind of suda do you make that's connected to Rosh Chodesh? When you're Ma'aber to Chodesh, you make an extra day, a leap month, you make the 30th day in a month, so that they used to make a suda when they were Ma'aber to Chodesh. V'hatur v'arekeach pirshu she'mitzvah lasa suda b'Rosh Chodesh k'moy b'moyed. Just like on Yontiv, there's a mitzvah to make a suda, so the tour brings down from the rekeach that there is a mitzvah to make a suda on Rosh Chodesh as well. So it's not the suda of Ibra Chodesh, it's the suda of on Rosh Chodesh itself. Rosh Chodesh is like a yontiv, you should make a suda. But either way, what was their minhag? That they would eat grapes and not make a bracha achroina. Now, if they're not eating a suda afterwards and they're not benching afterwards, so how come they didn't make a bracha achroina on the grapes? Must be, continues the Gemara, loy b'shiyesh b'datel echol pas. It must be speaking about a case where he wants to eat a suda of bread. And he knows he's going to bench after the suda of bread. So memeila, then he doesn't make a bracha achroina on the grape, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. And then everybody will be moida that you make the bracha rishoina on the grape. But from this, we see clear from what the Rabbanan did by a suda on Rosh Chodesh, or the suda of Ibra Chodesh, that when they were going to eat bread afterwards, they did not make a bracha achorina on the grapes. That is why Rabbi Gamliel had this question with the people who learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai: how could you make a bracha achorina afterwards when the psak is not like that? We go like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that if you're going to eat bread, you do not make a bracha achorina on the grapes. Continues the Gemara on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. Hoylu fun of minim shiva alezemen hu mevarech. What happens if he has in front of him different fruits, different food items from the shivas haminim, and let's say they're equally chaviv to him, so chaviv is not a criteria. What's left? They're all shivas haminim, so which one do you make a bracha on? What's the rule? Says the Pnei Moshe, Ha'ilufan minim shiva, harbe minim bekulam min shiva. They're all min shiva. So Taman Amrin answers the Gemara. They're in Bavel, and in fact, we have it in the Bavli on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. They answer that it's totally in two klolim that we find concerning the shivas haminim. First, we have to know the pasuk. The pasuk states that, you know, the beauty and greatness of Eretz Yisrael, that it's nishtabeach b'shivas haminim. The seven different food items, seven species with which we praise Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk states, Eretz chit, it's a land of wheat, usoira and barley, the gefen and grapevines, uteina and figs, verimon and pomegranates, Eretz, a second time it says the word Eretz, and what does this land have? Zeis shemen, it's a land of oil that comes from olives, udvash, and honey from dates, from tamarim. That's the pasuk. So, if you just look at the pasuk itself, as far as the order of the fruits, and it's a given that whatever comes first in the pasuk is going to be first in terms of the bracha, with certain other criterion, but the order is chita soira. So you have chita is one, soira is two, gefen is three, tain is four, riman is five, and then zeis shemen, olive oil is six, udvash is seven. But that is not what we're supposed to do, because we have another klal. The klal is whatever is closest to the word eretz. So let's see what the Gemara says, the two klolim. Tam and Amram, they're in Bavel, and we have it in the Bavli Mem Aleph. They said, two klolim, first klol, kol ha-koidim le-mikra, koidim le-vracha. Whatever is first in the pasuk is first to make the bracha on that item. Klol number two, v'chol ha-samach lo-aretz, koidim le-koil. Whatever is closest to the word aretz, that comes before everything. Let's look in the Charedim. Samach l'aretz, kugoyin. Zesim, the smichi, lemilas eretz, kadmi, lemaychel soirim, davisheni l'aretz. So you have two times the word aretz. So now the shaila is, which you have in front of you barley, and you have an olive. Which one do you make the bracha on, barley or the olive? So, since the barley is second, because it's chita soira, wheat, barley. Barley is second to the first oretz. Zei shemen is first to the second oretz. First to the second oretz comes before second to the first oretz. Dehavi sheni loretz, latevis eretz haniskeres tchila b'pasuk. Soir is closer to Eretz, which is at the beginning. Dichsiv, Eretz, Chitu, Soir, Vegefen, Vetainer, Verimoin, Eretz, Zei, Shem, and Udvash. Umikom, Mokom, Michael, Chitim, Kodim, Zeisim. Now, let's say you have a shal between wheat and olives. So wheat comes first, Bekevin, the Tarvayos, Smichi. They're both the same distance from the word Eretz. Bad v'chita keduma. We said another klal. We said a klal, kol ha-koidim l'mikra, koidim l'bracha. So since the chita is closest to the first aretz, and zei shemen is closest to the second aretz, so now we go with the rule, whatever is first in the pasuk goes first. So the first one that's closest to Eretz number one comes before the one that's closest to Eretz number two. So the first, let's go, the first four, what would they be? They would be Chita, then Zei Shemen. Chita is the first to the first. Zei Shemen is first to the second Oretz. And then would come Seira, which is second to the first Oretz. And Dvash Tamorim would be the second to the second Oretz. And then would come Geffen, Tein, and Rimon, because they are third, fourth, and fifth to the first Oretz. But Geffen, which is third, cannot come before anything that's a first or second, even if it's a first and second to the second Oretz. So that's why Zei Shemen comes before Geffen, Tein, and Rimon. And Dvash Tamorim comes before Geffen, Tein, and Rimon. So the order that we have based on these klolim is number one, Chita, number two, Zei Shemen, number three, Seira, number four, Dvash Tamorim, number five, Geffen, number six, Te'ena, number seven, Rimon. Even though if you look at the Pasuk, you will be taking Chita number one, Zei Shemen, which is number six, Seira number two, then you take Dvash Tamorim, which is number seven. Then, as the fifth item, you're going to take Geffen, which is third in the Pasuk. In the sixth item, you're going to take Te'ena, which is number four in the Pasuk. And number seven, you're going to take Rimon, which is number five in the Pasuk. So these are the two klolim that you always have to decide. Of course, let's say Te'ena and Rimon, which one's first? A Te'ena. Because Te'ena is listed before Rimon in the order of the psukim, and Oretz has no connection there, because the second Oretz only has two items. The first Oretz has five items. So once you get past the second of the first and the second of the second Oretz, then Oretz doesn't play a factor. So Geffen, Tein, and Rimon, you go with the klal of kol ha-koidim l'mikra, koidim l'bracha. So Geffen is Koidim, that comes before Teina. Teina is Koidim, it comes before Rimon. This is what the Gemara tells us. As an introduction to the next Mishnah Halacha Hey, let us look in the Charedim, which is the second short line on the Mishnah. We are going to be discussing wine in our Mishnah and also Parperis. Parperis is a peripheral dish. It's either an appetizer or a dessert. It's not the meat and potatoes of the Suda, not the Iker of the Suda, but rather the periphery type of food. Says the Charedim, Birch al Yayin, Noihagin Hoyu, Lohavi Koyta Machila, Kois Yayin Lishtos. They had a minig that they used to bring wine to drink before the Suda. Umevin Lefneim, Parperoi, Slaham Shkachila. They would bring various kinds of appetizers to induce appetite for the meal. Kagoin pargyos, meats, vidogim, and fish. V'achach mevina shulchan, then they would bring the table, they would bring the ikar suda, la'achach gmar suda, after the main part of the meal had concluded. Yoishvin v'shoysen v'oichlen, they still ate and drank. Desserts, umayim oichlen, parparois, Kisni demala liba v'lachmonios. They used to eat various pastries. V'hu yain uparpara shalachar amazon. These were the wine and periphery foods that were eaten after the mazon. Ushneim koidem birchas mazon. When it says in our Mishnah, this sometimes can get confusing. La'achar mazon does not mean birchas mazon. The Charedim is quoting Rashi here in the Bavli Brachas of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. La'achar mazon means the meal, but it was before benching. So you had an appetizer consisting, according to Rashi, of fish and meat, and then you had a dessert, various kinds of pastries. Kach pirish Rashi, v'ikshu tosfos, olav, l'chai, par perish lefnei amazin pargis v'dogim shebrachosin shehakol ma'akamashvam pshit loy pater. We're going to see later in the Mishnah that if you made a bracha on the par perish, you don't pater the pas. If par perish, which refers to both the appetizer and to the dessert, but if according to Rashi the appetizer is meat and fish, what's my havamina that meat and fish, which is shehakol shepater the bread, bishlam it is safer. Rashi says kinds of pastries, so memela you make a mezoinus on it. I might have thought maybe a das pater. I can understand that. At least it's made from the chameshes haminim. It's I could have a havamina that it would pater, but a shahakol shepater bread. What's my havamina? Lakach pirshu atoys v'rosh. It's a certain kind of bread. They used to keep it together with honey or with a thick sauce. It didn't have the look of bread. And on Kamashmon, the Afagav de Min Pasu, even though it's a type of bread, it doesn't potter bread that you say on an hamaitzi. So Rashi says that the appetizer consisted of meat and fish. Tosis has a problem with that because what's the havamina that it should pater pas? Tosis says that not only is the sefer talking about pastries, but the Resh is also speaking about a kind of bread, but it doesn't have the tzura of bread on it. But I would have thought maybe it still paters regular bread, kamashmalon. That not. Now let us look at the Mishnah inside. Says the Mishnah, Birich ala yayin shalifnei amazon. If you made a bracha on wine that comes before the suda, pater say yayin shalachar amazon. So we saw already in the Chredim that lachar amazon means after the suda, but before benching. So if their minig was to drink wine after finishing the main part of the suda. But since this person at the beginning of the Suda knows that the minig is that they're going to drink wine after the Suda, before benching, so he has a mind for that wine. And in fact, the bracha of Alagefen that he makes on the yayin before the muzzin paters him for making another bracha on wine after the Suda. Same thing with the peripheral food. Birich ala parperishal lifnei amazin, paters parperishal achar amazin. If he made a bracha on the appetizer, this will pater the dessert as well. Then the Mishnah states, birich ala pas, paters parperes. If he made a bracha on the pas, then he doesn't have to make a bracha on the peripheral food. That's pashut, because the peripheral food l'chayra is a tuffle to the bread, and we learned that you always make a bracha on the ikra, and that paters the tuffle. Here's the part that Tosis didn't like Rashi's pshat. Birich ala parperes, loy pater es hapas. He doesn't pater the pas. Frank Teisters, according to Rashi, what's the havamina on the appetizer, which is made of fish and meat? What's your havamina that it should pater the pas? And that's where Teisters learns it's a kind of bread, but it's not a real bread, but I would have thought maybe it does pater the pas, kamashmalon. Beishamai oimrim, Beishamai says enigmatic words, which we don't really understand clearly. Af loy maiskader. It also doesn't pater. The porridge is called Maisa Kedera, and the words of Beis Shammai are not clear, and the Bavli discusses exactly what Beis Shammai means. There's two opinions, and also the Yerushalmi discusses it, so we'll wait till we get there in a daf when the Yerushalmi will take up the precise meaning of Beis Shammai's words here at the end of the Mishnah. Afloi Maisa Kedera, it doesn't potter porridge as well. Mirtz Hashem, the next year we will start the Gemara on this Mishnah.